Slideshow season 20, episode 46 on a Thursday afternoon here from the far left Bay Area. Far left Bay Area. That's right, man. You know, it's wild. It's fucking wild, bro. Yeah, a lot of things going on out there in the world, you know. We get into improv conversation, start talking about random ass fucking shit. Yo, I posted this meme and it shows like the Ninja Turtles like hovered around a computer system, and it says this is what it looked like when AOL chat rooms were a thing. And I never had AOL, you know. You talk about the internet these days, you know, everything's so high speed, you know, 97, 98, 99, you know, that's when we got on the internet. Yeah, that was when I started doing internet radio, just like fucking around with it. And then I kind of just fucked around with it for a few years. And then, we were doing Shoutcast, you know, Winamp, it really whips the llama's ass. I'm trying to get the camera angle right, bro. It's not working. I think we're just going to have to just live with it. It's not working. We're trying to get everything situated on the slideshow, season 20, episode 46. You know, yeah, so we were doing the internet thing, you know, years ago, and Winamp was definitely the media player. But you know, all the other media players were the one too, you know, Real Player. Those of you that remember, you know, if you're over 30, bro, you know, if you're over 30 and you know, you were on the internet back in the 90s and shit, 90s were the best, last great decade, one could say. Still trying to get the camera right. Sorry to everybody on video that is watching this and they were like, yo, this motherfucker ain't come prepared. No, man, not really, you know. Not the fuck, really? You know? There is no, like, preparation here. You know, for a while there, I was writing down shit. I have a notebook, right? I have a notebook, and I write all my fucking, you know, poems in there. I write all my love letters to, you know, all the classmates that I don't see ever. No, I'm just fucking with you. I do have a notebook that sometimes I write things in there, but, you know, I just, you know what? I would rather give people a version of the slideshow where it's more organic, you know. Like, there's things that are happening in the world. Okay, could we talk about the Trump 15-week abortion ban? Said he's okay with it, but anything less is murder. And Trump is. Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. But no, I mean, you guys need to get an organic fucking situation here, bro. You guys need to hit, you know, there's just something that goes along with, like, hitting record and then just letting the shit fly, bro. You know, like, who knows, bro? You start talking about Lenny Kravitz. You start talking about fucking Jimi Hendrix. Been listening to a lot of 60s music since I was born. That's right. 30 plus years of the slideshow. 39. For those of you that didn't get the memo, there we go. Are we good right there? I think we'll settle, bro. You know what I mean? I think we'll settle with that. We'll settle. Like a lawsuit that can't go nowhere. We're just gonna have to settle. But yeah, I mean, you know, people out there, you know, you this the best version. Look, I'm gonna tell you, for doing this for 20 years and 46 episodes, I'm going to tell you right now, the best episodes of the slideshow is when you just hit recording, you just let the shit fly, bro. If we're talking about Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower popped up today on my 60s playlist, Spotify. That's right, we're on Spotify podcasts. They ain't banned me yet. So, you know, when we talk about people who sell out, like Trump and Eminem and Rage Against the Machine and all these rockers that are aligning themselves with the gay transgender agenda. That's what it is. That's what it is. You know, you get these Ozzy Osbourne, bro. But we know Ozzy's not making those tweets. Okay, so for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, a couple weeks ago, you know, there was a Kanye West Vultures. I think one or two. I don't know this recent project that he did with Ty Dolla Sign. That's the rapper's name that he did the album with. Anyways, so I guess like Kanye, you know, did some things that he's done in the past. And you know, like I said, I'm always going to call him Kanye. You know, people get into their little Gen Z conversations like, we're not calling him Kanye. We're going to call him Ye. Because that's what no, he's Kanye to me, bro. You know, it's illegal aliens. It's Kanye. Let's just use the terminology that makes the most sense. All right. So, Ozzy Osbourne. Let me drink some coffee, by the way, you know. We caffeinated and shit, bro. I was up until like almost 3 in the morning, bro. You ever have those days where you're getting like 3 hours of sleep? How many do you need? How many hours of sleep do you need? Do you need 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours? They say as you get older, I remember I used to work for the USPS. This was years ago, you know, when I was like fucking in my 20s. And they'd be like, bro, slide, bro. You talking like you fucking 60 out here. Might as well be. I'm like a fucking boomer and shit. I'm like a boomer out here. But this lady told me years ago. She's like, yeah, you know, this black lady. She was like, yeah, you know, when once you get older, once you get into your 40s and your 50s, which I'm not 40 yet, pretty fucking close. Shit, you hanging on to a thread with that 3-9. But this lady said, you know, you don't, when you get older, when you, you know, like when you get older, you know, you need less and less sleep at night. And I'm like, bro, like that's cool right there, bro. You know, that's cool right there. But anyway, so my girl wanted ice cream last night, so we're going to get ice cream. And then we're at Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors. You know, and we was there. And I don't know if it's 31 anymore. All right. That was something that they used years ago. All right. That was something that they used years ago. We don't know if it's 31 flavors. It might be 32 flavors. It might be 30 flavors. Anyway, so she got ice cream, and I was like, yo, what's the coffee you got up in this bitch? And they said, we got this coffee thing called Cappuccino Blast. And I was like, let's go. All right, everybody knows I'm a caffeine nut. So what happened was I got the Cappuccino Blast. The shit was huge. It was like a big-ass milkshake, whatever. You know, it was like ice cream and coffee. I think there was coffee. There was probably no coffee in it. I'm just going to go off the idea that there was just sugar in it. Don't matter. I've been running my ass off recently, bro. Does a motherfucker like me get a chance to treat himself? Okay. I'll probably never do it again. You know, I'll probably never do it again because it was just, I was up till like 3 in the morning, bro. I was sitting there looking at the fucking wall and I was like, damn, bro. I feel like I'm in motherfucking Alcatraz prison back in the day when Clint Eastwood was doing the movie fucking Alcatraz prison. You guys ever seen the movie Alcatraz? Or Escape from Alcatraz? Clint Eastwood? Yeah. It's a good movie. It's one of the best. I mean, he's just like, bro, it's just like, you know, when you are like a legend, you know, like, you know, when you're just like one of these people who, like, I consider, like, there's some living legends out there. Now, there's a hip-hop group, but, you know, there are some living legends out there. Clint Eastwood, definitely one of them, bro. He was, like, fucking in his, like, I don't even know how old he is, bro. He's, like, one of these people that we just think is going to live to be, like, fucking 200 years old. Seriously. You know, because he was doing all those Dirty Harry movies. He was doing all those fucking westerns and shit, you know, doing what he was doing. You know, all them years. You know, he was doing all those fucking movies, and then he's fucking like 70, 80 years old, and he's like, yo, we're gonna do this boxing movie with Hilary Swank. That's some big teeth right there, by the way. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I've talked about that before, matter of fact. I said, would you be able to date someone with big teeth? It's a question. Mm-hmm. Might be interested. Anyways, so he puts out $1 million baby, bro. He puts out $1 million baby with Hillary Swank, directs it. Malpaso. Ha ha! You know? Malpaso! What's Malpaso? It's his fucking, it's his production company, bro. Bro, he's like 70 fucking 80 something, right? And he starts directing now. He was directing back in the day. We give him credit. You know, he's like a libertarian. I think he kind of plays the political correct. He kind of plays that a little bit, you know, when he's in interviews, you know. But there's a lot of people in Hollywood that are like freedom loving patriots. Freedom loving patriotic people, bro. Kurt Russell's another one of them, libertarian, bro. Yeah. So he does fucking a grand, or he did that. He did the $1 million baby. Damn near got fucking Hillary Swank a fucking Academy Award. Now, that was a good movie, by the way. $1 million baby. Yeah, that was a good movie. Bro, I damn near think we should do a little fucking Clint Eastwood fucking, like, bro, he's done some movies though. Yeah. I mean, who's hating on Clint Eastwood, bro? And he did... Okay, then he did Gran Torino. What's the funniest part of Gran Torino? When he pulled up on those black people, he's like, what the fuck you spooks doing? Man. I think if you love America, not the government, you know, I think liberals get that. I think leftists, you know, try to like conflate the two, like, oh, it's the same thing, so we're going to kneel for the national anthem. You know, I think the government is horrible, matter of fact. But if you like, if you're just someone who wants to see America thrive, and you know, you're down for you know, holding people accountable where they fuck up. You know, it doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what the fuck, you know. If you're down for traditional American values, family structure, Jesus Christ, right to bear arms, freedom of speech, not giving a fuck, not shilling to fucking foreign countries like Ukraine or Israel. If you're down for all those things and you fucking are just like fed up with Biden and this liberal bullshit that's going on in every fucking city, state, Gavin Newsom, Blue City, fucking liberal hell, then you can appreciate that movie Gran Torino. So this dude, Clint Eastwood, was like fucking like, he was, I don't even know how old he was in that movie, like 70, 80? And he's just, bro, he's putting out classics. He's, bro, this motherfucker is just putting out classics, bro. And he's still, and that's how it is, bro. When you are meant to do something, you know, when you are born to do something, when you have that natural gift, that's how you do it, bro. It becomes second nature. That's how me with doing these podcasts, you know, if someone said, damn, bro, like, you know, like, you just be doing these shows. And I was like, bro, I could do a show like every day. I mean, I could do a show multiple times a day, like 3 times a day, 4 times a day. I just don't have enough time. Time is on my side. The Rolling Stone said that. Time is on my side. Mm-hmm. So, the unfortunate news. It's not really news, because we already knew it. Newsmax, which is obviously a conservative TV station, Jewish funded, for sure. You know, they quoted Trump yesterday, and he was talking about the abortion thing, and you know, he's basically going to compromise with liberals. He's going to basically 15 weeks. You know, anything before that is murder, bro. It's murder. And, you know, his whole reasoning is, and this is something that we've talked about, his whole reasoning is we need to win elections. So we're going to give liberals a little bit of what they want. You know, we're gonna allow them to murder babies. You know, but once we get to that 15 weeks, you know, then we're gonna fucking say, you know what? You know, murder is it's kind of like the COVID thing. You know, like it's like the COVID thing. It's like what are we doing here, bro? What are we doing? It's like the COVID thing when you go into restaurants. You know, you have to wear your mask when you're outside the, well, during this pandemic is what I'm talking about. You know, you would wear your mask outside of the restaurant, and then the minute you got into the restaurant, you're still wearing the mask. You sit down at the restaurant, the same restaurant, by the way, and then you can take your mask off because COVID doesn't affect you anymore because you're sitting down. So it's kind of like the abortion thing with Trump, where he's like basically saying, you know, we're going to be moral about it at 15 weeks, but you know, anything before that, yo, bro, we gotta win elections. It's not surprising. You know, I mean, this is like something that we've talked about. You know, Trump criticized Ron DeSantis, who wanted to have like a 6-week abortion ban. You know, he criticized him. He said that was a very bad move. And, you know, I think it's like one of these things where, you know, when we talk about, you know, rhinos and we talk about establishment, you know, they called Ron DeSantis a rhino establishment Republican during the primaries. You know, that's what Trump people called him. They said he's a rhino. That's what they started with. And they were coming up with all of these fucking bullshit reasons. They were saying, oh, he's connected to Paul Ryan. Oh, he's a rhino establishment Republican. Yet, Ron DeSantis is the one who was pushing for, you know, the 6-week abortion ban. Okay. This is not new. This is the overall Republican Party stance on abortion. All right? So if you get Mike Johnson, who's the Speaker of the House, you get Mike Pence, who's the former VP, if you get Donald Trump, who's the former president and possibly the 2024 president, you know, you get Carrie Lake, who's running for senator in Arizona, and you go down a list of all these Republicans, they all have the same fucking view, is we need to win elections, so we're willing to murder these babies up until 15 weeks. You spent 50 years trying to overturn Roe v. Wade. 50 years, bro. They was killing babies all those times, bro. Churches didn't really talk. They still don't talk about it. Churches in America? No. Churches don't talk about abortion. Why would a church want to talk about abortion? That might piss people off. That might offend people. There might be liberals in the fucking church that are living in sin. Do you really want to bring abortion up? No, absolutely not. Church I went to, they didn't talk about it. Hey, whatever. That's why we don't go there. That's why you really can't go to any church, because, you know, these things are important. This is the overall Republican stance. The overall Republican stance is they feel that they will not win elections if they push the abortion issue. They're just not real Christians then, okay? Mike Pence was on ABC News this past weekend, and he was talking about how he's a man of God, and he forgives Donald Trump, but I can't endorse him because, you know, the Constitution, and I'm Mike Pence. Fuck Mike Pence. He's a little faggot. Yeah. So it's not surprising, bro. It's not surprising, and you know what? Whatever. Whatever. Okay? Whatever. Trump is a politician. No way about it. And we've been talking about this recently. You know, we talked about it yesterday. We talked about it the last couple shows. You know, he's a politician, bro. He has altered his stance on many issues to appear to basically secure himself as a potential candidate in the election. Bro, if he really wanted to, if he didn't like have any type of fucking like idea or, you know, just vision to run again, he probably wouldn't have backed the vaccine. See, because if he didn't back the vaccine, bro, they would have got him. Bro, there's no way. A lot of boomers out there, bro. People over the age of 50, 60, 70 who believe that vaccines work. It's crazy, bro. These things are ugly. They are... It's not what you want. If you believe that Trump is the guy, if you believe he's the fucking answer, if you believe he is the fucking, you know, five, you know, they use the word 5D chess. You know, people who support Trump, who are Republicans or conservative-minded people, they use this term 5D chess. You know, it was basically, you know, the deep state trying to get Trump, and Trump knows. It's basically a way for them to say Trump knows what's best. So it's 5D chess. It's like his like strategic way of, you know, going about this. And, you know, no. It stopped being 5D chess the minute he told you to get vaccinated. It stopped being 5D chess when he said that he would come back and use the military to get back into the White House after Biden was elected. That's around the time it stopped being 5D chess. Remember that? QAnon shit? I follow, bro. You following your Q drops or what? It's not 5D chess, bro. Yeah, you know? You know, it's fucked up because, you know, the reality is the deep state and the leftists and, you know, the liberal agenda is coming for him. You know, $464 million he has to pay by Monday, or Letitia James, who's the Attorney General in New York, she wants to seize his property, Mar-a-Lago. So on one end, you know, I'll sit here and I'll basically, you know, I'll basically give you the facts. I'll give you the facts of what's going on. You know, he has sold out to the Bud Light shit. He sold out to TikTok. He's selling out to he's selling out to Abortion Inc. You know. And you know what? This is why the Republican Party is the way it is. Is because they fail to be, they fail to have a two-party system. It's just a one-party system. It's the Juniparty. Some people call it the Uniparty. I call it the Juniparty because why? Oh, because all these motherfuckers is Jews, bro. Are you talking about like David Kleinfeld, the guy that Sean Penn played in Carlito's Way? Do they look like him? They got the nose.
Yo, you Jews out there got those noses and shit. Y'all could smell things from a mile away.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, but this isn't like new. Like I said, this isn't new. It's just when it starts, like, coming across the feed, you know, like it did last night, and I was like, whoa. Oh, we're on this level, huh? Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, okay. You know, there's a Planned Parenthood near where I live, and, you know, they're out there Monday. They're out there in the morning. They're out there at the noontime. They're out there at night. Large groups of people, by the way, too. Not just like one or two people. No, it's like, you know, people are out there. People are fighting for the unborn. People believe in what they believe in. And you got Republicans like Trump, like Carrie Lake, like Mike Johnson, who call themselves Christians, and they talk about, oh, yeah, you know, oh, yeah, we need to win elections. But, you know, I go back to what I've said. You know, elections, the way you win elections is not selling out and not pandering and just sticking with firm conservative values. Look at Bud Light. Look at fucking... Planet Fitness. These are conservative people. Conservative people run, you know, there's a large amount of people, bro. Silent majority. You know, when we talk about silent majority, you will win off those policies. See, but these people are too fucking stupid. And that's why I'm not a Republican. And that's why I have no problem calling these fucking faggots out, because they're fucking stupid. If they wanted to win elections, all they have to do is start getting right with themselves and realizing that there is two parties in there, and you cannot do this. You cannot bend your knee. You cannot pander. And unfortunately, they don't realize that. And unfortunately, this is the you're going to lose. Because if you give them exceptions, you know, I posted something on social media today where it's like, you know, Politico, which is a far left outlet, they said,
I think Republicans and Christians need to reevaluate this whole life at conception idea. You know, if you give them an inch, they're taking a mile.
There is no bipartisan, bro. There is no bipartisan. If you talk about bipartisanship in America, you're talking about a bunch of Republicans like Tony Gonzalez from Texas or fucking any of these motherfuckers, bro. You know, any of these people that are part of the establishment that are getting paid somewhere down the line, you know, just kind of just doing some rhino shit, you know, just doing some shit that liberals want. But what are you going to do? That's why I said, you know, like outside of Trump, you know, I mean, there is a, you know, for people who support him, okay, there are people who support him. For the people who support Trump, there is a, it's a good feeling to have that you think that he is going to change something. You don't think he's going to chill to Israel, which he is. You know, you think that all of these things are possible of happening. It's going to be ugly for the political right, like in like, you know, like 2028, bro. Like we're just going to be on some George W. Bush shit. You know, the normies are going to believe war propaganda because they already are. October 7th, you know, it's just going to be the Israel states of America, the Chinese Israel states of America. All right. And conservatives will be too pussy to call out Israel because they've been like, you know, controlled to not do such things. You don't want to do that. Why would you call out Israel? They are our biggest ally. It's ugly, bro. It's ugly. So let me just, for all my right wingers out there, you know, I salute everybody that watches the slideshow, that listens to the slideshow. I really do. You know, what I think right-wingers need to focus on is not, like, this whole, like, presidency, all right? Because although, like, you know, it may look good, it may feel good, this dude is, like, selling out everywhere we look. Sold out to Bud Light. Sold out on the vaccine. Sold out to TikTok. So, here's what I can say to the political right. Is I think right-wingers should really focus on the wins that conservatives are having, okay? Look at the wins. Because when you cave to TikTok, when you cave to Bud Light, when you cave to Abortion Inc., when you cave to Vaccine Inc., those losses. All right, those was losses, like, 100%. Like, especially, like, with the whole Bud Light thing, like, especially if you understand, like, how much, like, they really had, like, the Teamsters have to step into Anheuser-Busch. Like, Anheuser-Busch was, like, really getting ready to fucking go under. Like, literally, bro. They were literally getting ready to go under, and they had the Teamsters step in, and there was, like, some deal that they played, and they were about to go on strike. It was about... Bro, this is all from conservative people. Conservatives did that. All right, look at the wins. Look at the wins that's, you know... Let's be positive. Okay, I'm not trying to be all fucking negative on you fucking people out there. You know what? I'm really not trying to be negative, but you know, when the reality hits and things happen, I have to talk about it. Because if I don't, then I'm just like kind of like these other motherfuckers who will try to sugarcoat shit and deflect and be, "Oh, it's 5D chess. It's 5D chess." So let's switch the vibe up a little bit. All right? Let me take a sip of this coffee. I'm more concerned about the overall movement. You know, the overall right-wing movement. The overall conservative movement. Okay? In my eyes, Trump is like, whatever. I definitely think that he gets a, you know, I definitely think that he is, but, you know, like I said, you know, the Republican outrage is pretty, it's normal to me, man, because, like, you know, when George W. Bush was president, you know, it was the same shit. People are under the impression that, like, Trump was the only one that's ever gotten outraged. No. They gave Reagan, I mean, you know, they gave Reagan some serious outrage. But look at the wins. All right, let's look at the wins. Bud Light, that's, now Trump did cave and he is supposed to be the leader of the party. But if we look at it from a, like, aside from that, it's a win, bro. You had people from California to New York, all through those southern states, that said to themselves, we are not going to support this. There's been some boycotts that have worked. You know? I mean, we saw, you know, North Face recently said that they would be having, like, a special course for people that wanted to take it for a discount, and the course would show that black people are oppressed by the outdoors. Now, this is wokeism. You know, and you know, there's been reports of North Face stores closing down. Look at the wins. All right, let's focus in on the wins. Huntington Beach, California. All right, that's a real freedom loving city. There's pockets of significant populated areas. Pockets. I'm using the word pockets, all right? I'm using the word pockets. There's pockets of significant populated areas. Now, when we say rural areas, okay, there's a lot of conservative people. A lot of people who think like Trump. They want that Republican shit. They want that Jesus Christ. They want, you know, all of that. Farms. Try that in a small town. I stand with you all. Stand with you all. Huntington Beach is significant. I don't know what the population is, but it's definitely not a small town. And there's pockets of good populated areas in California, Huntington Beach being one of them, Marietta, California being another one of them, Sunol, California. Those are wins. Okay? These are wins. These are huge wins. Huntington Beach, California bans special interest flags, meaning you cannot fly the pride LGBTQ flag on city property. So any city building, I believe that is like, I don't know if that's like exclusive to just city buildings, but you know, like, you know, that's a win. You know, there's been an effort in Sunol, California, which is right here in the far left Bay Area, to ban special interest flags at the school. They have one school in that tiny little town. And now they're in the process of, I think, doing a recall on the people who made that decision to ban the special interest flags. But that is another, you know, micro win. You look through the Republican Party, you look at conservatives, you look at, you know, there's going to be a lot of different wins. There's going to be a lot of rhino shit. There's going to be a lot of shit like, damn, bro, these fools over here sold out. What's another conservative win? Texas gets rid of BlackRock. $7 billion like investment. BlackRock is definitely tied to the liberal Jewish-ran agenda. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, and they are... basically, you know, Texas is wiping their hands clean of BlackRock. It's how you win. It's how you win. It's a pot, bro. Do you realize how positive this shit is right now? At this very minute of this show, it's looking positive. Tennessee. Obviously has done a large amount of, pro-conservative legislation, you know, whether it be trans stuff, you know, bathroom stuff, you know, there's a lot of those types of things going on in different red states, Oklahoma, being one of them. You know, there's a lot of these things that are happening. Wins. Tennessee, you know, there's something. I was reading yesterday that there's like a new thing that they're trying to pass where they can't be spraying the air. You know how we talk about chemtrails. You know, they're trying to pass legislation where that can't go down. Okay, so although the presidency looks like a joke to me personally, there are wins. And that's what conservatives need to focus on. Maybe that's what I need to focus on. Maybe when I see these wins, I need to highlight them more. Note to self. I've made a mental note. But that's what it's about. And it goes back to like my original thing that I've said in these past couple months, in these past couple weeks. Politicians say shit to get people like talking. Some of it is true, some of it ain't. There's a lot of political theater that happens. You know, when you see all these Katie Brits doing the Republican response, and you know, there's all this like all this shit that doesn't really fucking matter, and the shit that they think that matters, they end up looking like clowns. Because that Republican response after the State of the Union was really embarrassing. You know, it's like, and she's like 100% bought and paid. You know, Katie Britt comes under the Mitch McConnell wing. Excuse me. So, it goes back to what I've said about politics, about culture, about how you switch culture up. It's hard. It's going to be hard. It's going to continue to be hard because, you know, you got to understand the entire establishment is liberal ran. Music, movies, news, everywhere you look, it's liberal ran. Anybody who's in like some sort of like situation where you have a large amount of people in one place, you're not going to see conservative ideas. Jesus Christ, absolutely not. Right to bear arms, absolutely not. Kyle Rittenhouse did a speech yesterday at Memphis. A bunch of Black Lives Matter people got up and they were all fucking in his face and they were causing a bunch of outrage. Left-wing normie bullshit is what that is. Left-wing normie... Bro, okay, first of all, the whole thing was normie bullshit. The entire Kyle Rittenhouse story was normie bullshit. The media told people what to believe, what to think, and they kind of went along with the lie as long as they could until they realized that the three people that he shot at and, you know, he was in the scuffle with were white. Majority of people, when the Kyle Rittenhouse thing happened, believed that he was shooting at black people, that he was like some sort of fucking like white supremacist. This is the way it works, people. This is normieism. 100% happens on the left, happens on the right. This is left-wing normieism. Kyle Rittenhouse, the dudes was like fucking pieces of shit. We, you know, Joseph Rosenbaum and all that shit. But that's how it works, bro. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the facts are to normies. When we talk about right-wing normies, it doesn't matter that Israel has funded Hamas. It doesn't matter because your fucking media platform, your narrative has already painted the picture and you believe it. Just like the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, left-wing people really thought he was, and it doesn't matter if they were white or black, but that's what they believed. My own mother, she fucking said to me, I thought he killed a black guy. How do I know someone is mentally weak? They believe shit without actually doing research. They see a headline and they're like, oh, well, that's what it is. He's a white supremacist. Even Joe Biden said that shit. Are you telling me politicians have no problem lying to people? No, they don't. So when we look at the conservative wins, when we look at, when we look at the conservative wins, there's a few of them. And that's what people need to be worried about. That's what people should focus on. Because that's really all that matters. And you know, it goes back to what I've said originally, these past couple weeks, past couple months, about politics, conservatives, Republicans. The only thing that matters in politics is bad legislation getting terminated. Hopefully Trump is able to do this a little bit if he gets into the White House, and good legislation being passed. That's it. That's all that matters. If you look at places like Huntington Beach, if you look at Texas getting BlackRock out of the situation, if you look at Tennessee, you know, the chemtrail thing, these are legislation things. These are things that are passed, laws that are passed. And that's how you win. Bro, Huntington Beach is doing more for conservatives like than fucking right now that Trump's doing for conservatives right now. He's just talking. Oh, I'm about to do this. I'm about to do that. I'm about to do this. I'm about to do that. All these that's the problem with these politicians as well. Is they keep talking about what they're going to do. No one gives a fuck anymore, bro. You better get on that fucking energy. You better get on that Huntington Beach energy. You better get on that Sunol, California energy. These people are actually like getting shit done. Now, Sunol, California is a target right now because, you know, there's a lot of things surrounding cities, a lot of LGBTQ groups that have targeted the people in Sunol, California. There's some good people in Sunol, California. But you really gotta look at the wins and focus on that because I don't know, man. I definitely don't think we should be I don't think as like conservative people, as people who are on the right, you know, people should be trying to make exceptions with things like abortion. No. Abortion is absolute, bro. It's just clear cut. There's no like, you know, oh, well, okay, well, you know, maybe if we give you this and maybe you might vote for us over here. No, fuck that shit, bro. There is no compromise. There isn't. There is no compromise. There's no exceptions. And that's it. And as long as Republicans want to keep, you know, trying to backtrack and, oh, well, we could do this and we could do it this way and please vote for us. Man, get the fuck out of here. That's some fucking weak. That's some weak mentality. Conservatives are supposed to be the alphas. Conservatives are supposed to be the manly men in society. Conservatives are supposed to be the people that are the fucking rock. This ain't no fucking rock to me. You guys have a God bless day now. Slideshow season 20, episode 46. I'll check you guys on the next one.